Saving the world could be one monster hunt away.
Death is imminent.
We all know you're the best hunter that we have.
And the love of your life could be in Paris.
It felt like a little sign from the universe, not gonna lie. It's very romantic.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, March 7th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Will Smith wants to make amends with Chris Rock after the heavily discussed slap that occurred at the 94th Academy Awards last year. A source told People magazine that the Oscar-winning King Richard star has, quote, felt terrible for so long for striking Rock on stage after the latter made a joke about wife Jada Pinkett Smith. The source said, quote, he's tried unsuccessfully to make amends in the best way he could with Chris, but beyond that, family is important to him, noting that Smith leaned on his entire family in the aftermath of the incident. Representatives for Smith and Pinkett Smith did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. Felicity Huffman is making her return to TV in an upcoming episode of ABC's The Good Doctor, which will serve as a backdoor pilot for a potential spinoff called The Good Lawyer. EW has a first look at the episode airing next Monday, where Huffman's character meets Freddie Highmore's Dr. Sean, who's being sued for malpractice. This is Huffman's first role since she served 11 days in prison for her involvement in the 2019 college admissions scandal. And Gary Rossington, the last surviving original member of rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd, died Sunday from undisclosed causes. He was 71. Rossington's death comes 5 months before the band's planned Sharp-Dressed Simple Man tour with ZZ Top, which kicks off July 21st. Rossington, a guitarist, founded the band that would become Lynyrd Skynyrd with lead singer Ronnie Van Zant and drummer Bob Burns as teenagers in Jacksonville, Florida in 1964. Rossington contributed to many of the band's songs, including Sweet Home Alabama and Freebird. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. We hope you are prepared, because today's number three pick is a monstrous one. The first season of The Winchesters wraps up tonight, and Mary and John are finally reunited, but their reunion turns out to be a little awkward. Latika, Carlos, and Ada are working together to decipher a mysterious message that John received from a stranger, but time is of the essence. Here's a preview.
Death is imminent.
We all know you're the best hunter that we have.
Humans. Nothing more than food.
We're outnumbered.
If we win, we save the world.
Now, it turns out humans are pretty much nothing more than food, and the team is outnumbered. Things, it sounds like, are about to get ugly. The season finale of The Winchesters gets underway tonight at 8 on the CW. Musical talent is not required to watch our next pick, but it sure is required to be on it. It's the season premiere of That's My Jam. Jimmy Fallon is back to host the musical game show, where contestants put their voices and their music knowledge to the test. Now, a different group of talented celebrities will go head-to-head each week in a variety of competitions, like Say It, Don't Spray It, Launch the Mic, Air Guitar, Perfect Mashup, Don't Drop the Beat, and more. On tonight's premiere episode, we'll get to see Jason Derulo and Nicole Scherzinger versus Kelsey Ballerini and Julia Michaels. And Scherzinger is challenged to perform an epic mashup in Wheel of Musical Impressions. Here's a sneak peek at that.
My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. But as Led Zeppelin, a Led Zeppelin vibe. All right, good luck. Best of luck.
Appreciate that, Jane.
Yeah. Adam Jenner.
You got this.
Let's try.
We're gonna rock out real good. One, two, three.
Woo! Help me out now, put your hands together.
Woo! My heart will go on.
Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you. That is how. Across the distance.
performance is a movie and heavy metal lover's dream. You can watch the season premiere of That's My Jam tonight at 10 on NBC.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Music is universal. That's My Jam has been a hit with American audiences, so the show naturally has been adapted internationally, with two versions already on the air and more in the works. But which country was the first to adapt the show? France, Spain, or Germany? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
knowing the
more about gel coat
when the fourth round would.
Don't you call in the.
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Comedian Chris DiStefano hosts the new series Super Maximum Retro Show, which premieres tonight on Vice TV at 10. Now, him and a group of hilarious panelists will take a deep dive into pop culture from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, because who doesn't love some good nostalgia? But in terms of modern pop culture, we wondered, Chris DiStefano, what you watching?
On HBO Max, We Own This City is awesome. Same creator as The Wire. It's about another side of Baltimore crime and the police and all that stuff. Awesome show. The acting is phenomenal. Blackbird on Apple TV. I mean, first of all, I mean, I forgot the lead. You know, the Hauser, one of the guys who plays the serial killer, is the best acting performance I've ever seen in my life. He is my Daniel Day-Lewis. And then the guy he acts opposite with is so jacked and ripped. Every time I see him, I just want to stick Nutella in my belly button because I know no matter what, I'll never, ever look like him. Ricky Gervais's Afterlife, seasons 1, 2, and 3, just continuously get better. It's the only show Ricky Gervais has ever made where he's made 3 seasons of it. Can't stop watching that. Specie Wesche on Netflix by comedian Chris DiStefano, who's, you know, he's funny. He's got a big fat head.
Four Americans set their sights on Paris. Now, will they leave with the love of their life? Our number one pick today is the season finale of Love Trip Paris. This new reality dating show had four American girls move into a luxury apartment in the heart of Paris. Besides cute decor and delicious pastries, a group of the hottest singles in Paris also moved into the apartment, setting the girls up for a romantic adventure of a lifetime. Now they're each settling into connections they formed with their Parisian housemates, and it's time for their final dates. Here is a sneak peek at Lacey and Amari's rendezvous.
Look at this.
Oh, wow. This is amazing.
I love this.
This is amazing. No, really, I didn't expect this view. This is amazing.
I love balconies. I'm a Romeo and Juliet slut. So I'm just like, oh, we're on a balcony together overlooking the canal.
Hi.
Things are a little complicated, but other than that, I'm feeling good. It felt like a little sign from the universe, not gonna lie. It's very romantic.
I totally understand your position, and I don't want you to feel any pressure from me. And I will respect every decision you will make. But you know my interest. I'm feeling alive when I'm with you. To have this mental connection and also this physical attraction, for me, this is very rare, and this is special, you know?
Well, now, in the final episode of the season, the girls will need to make some big decisions, like if they're getting engaged, moving to Paris, or saying au revoir for good. Watch it all go down on the special 2-hour season finale of Love Trip Paris, starting at 9 o'clock on Freeform. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which country was the first to adapt That's My Jam internationally? France, Spain, or Germany? Well, we were just in Paris for our number one pick, and we're staying there for this answer. It's France. That's My Jam is called Stereo Club in France and is hosted by French TV and radio presenter Camille Combal. The series premiered in May 2022 and follows the same premise as the U.S. version. UK's That's My Jam is currently airing with adaptations in Spain, Italy, Portugal, Germany, and Mongolia, all in the works. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.